Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Jennifer, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Hi, Lisa. It's great to meet you.
I'm so excited to have this conversation. I know we are going to get into a couple of topics we haven't really talked about yet on the podcast. But first, how did you find Organize 365?
Everything was a mess because of, I started in 2020, I started walking a lot and listening to podcasts. And then I started listening to organizational podcasts. Then I found you and I was like, I didn't care what anybody else had to say. And so I got the Sunday basket first and I didn't use it at first. It just sat around. I did put index cards. Lucky they were really important because I waited like 2 months to use it. And now I do it almost every Sunday night with the club, or if not on my own, like Monday morning. And so it was a Sunday basket and I'm obsessed with like the whole story, the whole, what I saw, like I, as you always say, you know, a lot of times you don't get past the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I didn't. And, but my kitchen, it's like, it's the way it got organized, the way it stayed together for almost 5 months now. And maybe 6 months. And it's all because of the way the drink station and even just like little things. I just added finally a plastic tub. I'm like, we don't have a garbage disposal. So I'm like, mm-hmm. What am I supposed to do with the yucky cat food and the cat food forks and everything? And I'm like, I don't want to put them in the sink. So I put the plastic thing in and then they soak and they're less disgusting. And it's all much easier. And it just, it works. I also have multiple kitchen stations because I have a very small kitchen. I also have a home in Florida and well, it's a condo there and also limited space, but I took your advice and there's no Christmas stuff. Like for instance, as one thing in my real house. And then like my food didn't fit. Oh. So I bought like a hutch thing. I stored the Christmas stuff out in the garage. I put a hutch out in the blank space in my living room and all the food is right next to the kitchen, but it's in the living room. And so that's what I did. I also bought a sideboard thing, you mm-hmm. know, people use it in the old days, I guess, for buffet or for, you know, storing their china. Well, I got like, you know, because I don't have closet space. I don't have a big kitchen. So I've got my, what are they called? The pressure cooker, the crock pot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the great idea.
Yeah, because you don't use your dishes. So I bought it for that.
Yes.
I did it for that. And then
that is a great idea.
I have a good idea.
Yes, I love, this is why I love doing these podcasts, because there's no way possible that I could explain all of the different possibilities of how we can do things. But inside of the app, you guys share with each other and then we all get these great ideas. Like your kitchen is never going to be done, but all the different ways that we organize our kitchens are shared inside of the app. So, okay. So before we go any further, tell us about, you mentioned that you have two homes, one in Florida and one not in Florida. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the people who live with you and the stage of life that you're in.
Oh, I don't like this. My husband lives with me. We got married a year ago and the kids graduated college like the end of COVID. And my youngest didn't go back. So they just all left. They're gone. And like I use my one daughter's bedroom for a mini office, but I have all their bedrooms because they seem secure in their jobs, but it'd be very easy to flip it back to their zone. And maybe in a year, then I'll really have some space because I'll start using a bedroom or two for me. I guess, what do you call me? I'm a downsizer?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so old.
Oh no!
I'm 17.
Jennifer, I didn't even get to do empty nesting because now we're multi generational. I don't know. And before we started, you're like, "Oh, I don't like calling myself a snowbird." Hello, this is most people's aspirations is to be a snowbird. You are where we're all trying to get. But I love how you're saying that your kids' bedroom zones could easily be flipped back. Even though I've fully moved to the top floor of our house, I have an entertainment room, we have a sleeping room, we have our master bedroom. Like everything on the top floor of our house is Greg's and mine. Mm-hmm. In a heartbeat, Joey could be back there tomorrow and I know exactly how I would flip it back. Like, I think if you have been a parent and your kids have flown the nest, you also know how quickly you could have them re-enter the nest if necessary. And I don't think that's talked about very often, like about how temporary our downsizing or empty nesting can be and how we are always ready for if they return.
Yeah. And like when they left, I just couldn't believe that they had, you know, gotten jobs and done all this. And I didn't think it would last, but it's Jess, my two oldest are 2 years out, and Emily, oh God, she's like, her dad, what happened with Em because of COVID at Rutgers, she was the president of her sorority and 35 girls lived in the house and she didn't want to do it. And they required her to stay there. So her dad, I don't know, some did whatever his magic is. And she was allowed to be president out of the house and they weren't allowed to go to class at all. So we got her an apartment by her sisters because she was so petrified of COVID. And so she didn't want to see anybody but her sisters. So they're like a little gang and they all live in my hometown. And I live up here in Rockaway. I stayed here after the divorce so they would have a home. But they went to the town I grew up in.
It's so hard. It's so hard to be excited for and support your kids in their independence. And yet also be holding a place mentally and literally physically for the comforts of their childhood in case they need it. And I think a lot of us do that. Like we do hold on to these things in case our kids need it. I know Greg and I talked about potentially building a house or getting a different house when our kids were in middle school and high school. And we were like, oh, we don't want to do that because this is the house they grew up in. And they were like, do it. Like, we don't care. And we ended up not, obviously. It's a better financial decision, not anyway. But we do. We think we know what our kids need. And we also think we know what our kids need that they don't know they need, that they might need in the future. Mm-hmm. And so we live our present reality based on still, even when the kids aren't there, we're still living this way.
Yes. Yes. And if you could see the closets in their room, they're the stuff they might want someday.
Exactly.
And I figure it's in the closet. I didn't need the closet all these years. Mm-hmm. Let it be until they get engaged, until I know they're solid, or until they announce, like, or they buy a condo of their own or something like that.
Exactly.
And then I'll say, okay, you're done. Come get your, but I'll never take their stuff out of storage. So the stuff that if they don't want it, I'll just keep it probably. We'll see. I'll get there probably.
Yeah. And I think what I'm thinking too, is I had in my mind, like either by the time they turn 30 or by the time, like you said, they get their own place. Like if they buy a condo or buy a house or like they actually are not renting anymore, then it's time to also have all of your memorabilia because that means you have some kind of, even if you buy a condo, you have a storage unit and you can put it in your storage unit. I have it nicely organized in bins. Here you go. Yeah, but until that point, it doesn't make sense to move it out of our house.
No. Then like my basement area where they have the couple of the bins and their closets are safer than where they would keep the stuff in their apartment. Yes. So this way, some of this stuff does matter to them. I know.
And yes.
Let me keep it safe.
Exactly. Totally. I'm like, let me keep it safe. I know it's your stuff and everything, but let me just hold on to it and keep it safe because you can't really hold on to your own stuff. That's totally what I'm thinking in my head. Like, I'll just keep this over here. Yeah, I'm right there with you. It's a really weird phase of life to be living through.
Mm-hmm.
Almost because you never thought you'd get here, right?
Yes. You know, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely shocked. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm supposed to be 25 looking for someone to marry.
Yes.
And divorced and maybe married again with grown up children. What happens?
I know, like mentally, they say that mentally you stay in your early 20s. Like you don't really age in your mind beyond there.
Oh, That's interesting.
I can't remember where I heard that, but I heard that a while ago. I was like, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's true. That's true.
It is true because so many people say it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My brothers and sisters, I got six of them. And there's five of us in our 50s right now.
Well, uh-huh.
And everyone says, but wait, we're still 25. Like,
yes. Like, right.
I think we're two, but we do think we're 25.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree. Okay. So you got the Sunday Basket and you started that, but you mentioned doing your kitchen. So did you also start the 100 day program?
Yeah, I started the 100 day program, and that was, I bought it like in an off time. So I started it in May. I didn't buy it until 2021, and I started in May of 2021. And so I did that month, and I just messed up. We had to go to Florida for the month of June for furniture, which is stuff that had been on back order, that's still on back order. So then we came back here and for the summer, and then he wanted to be there for the fall. So we went back and then got, and so I never got restarted. I thought I would come home. I thought I would do it. Like when I went to his place, I felt like it was his place.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to feel that way. So what I'm doing is like, I'm doubling up I want to do the kitchen amazed me. So I want to get to other areas. I really, really do. But I have to go back to Florida. So I said, if you do two tasks a day on this kitchen and maybe, you know, just say, okay, I don't know, if I skip the pantry or something, mm-hmm. for now. Well, I'm going to have to throw a lot of stuff out anyway because I'm leaving. But I want to do the kitchen there. And now I feel enough ownership to do so. So I'll double up again, when I get down there in 2 weeks, and I should get our other kitchen done. It's hard when you haven't been married. Everything's like yours, yours, yours. And it's hard to declutter because he's like, hey, that was my mom's pot. And it's like, well, why do we have to keep your mom's pot? You know?
Yeah.
But there's a lot, there's a little fighting. There's stuff that's been in the trash and reappeared and whatnot, but because it's different when you don't grow old together. You just are old.
Here's all my baggage. Can you show me all your baggage? Yeah, it's physical. You open any cabinet, you can see it. So, okay. So the place in Florida was his, and the place where you are now is yours, was yours. So you kept both residences.
Yeah. He didn't live in Florida. He had bought it to retire to. And that's a long story. Just good thing we came to an agreement.
Okay. So there are a couple of things here. We have remarrying after your kids have grown, the empty nesting stage, and dual ownership, like having two houses to organize. It's so interesting. Another client was not making progress in the 100 day either. And my sister, Emily Kelly, gave her a call the other day. And she's like, well, it's because I have multiple houses. And we're like, okay, we haven't really addressed this before. How do you get organized multiple houses? So there are a couple of choices. One choice is you get one house fully organized and then you start focusing on the other. Or the other choice, which is kind of what you're doing, which I think is kind of better, is you organize one space. So you've got the kitchen going and you're now in the next round and you're like, oh, it stayed. Like most of the organization stayed. Now you're going to focus on the kitchen in the other location so that both kitchens are organized and then move on to both closets, both master bedrooms. If you do it that way, then it doesn't matter. And you're in this round. So last round was the kitchen. This round, you're going to do the kitchen. You're going to tweak what you already did in your initial residence. And then when you go to Florida, you're going to make that match what you have in your initial residence. And then after you have them both matching, then pick the next area you want. So do you know what the next area you want is after the kitchen?
In my home in New Jersey, mm-hmm. I'm going to go with you and get onto the master bedroom and closet.
Yes.
And we have the master bathroom. Like that is definite. And when I'm in Florida, I'm going to be in Florida for a while this time. I'm going to finish out, like, I'm only going to get the 2 weeks to do the kitchen here. So when mm-hmm. I get to Florida, I'm going to finish the program the way you spell it out after I double up on the kitchen down there.
Okay. Okay.
And then I should get through that house. I feel, I don't know, you've been doing some great podcasts and great motivation and the changes, and I've been able to ask questions. Like I've been able to, how do I say, I'm shy. So in the Facebook group, I've been like a ghost kind of, but yeah. Now I'm saying things and I'm like, I just feel like I have the confidence to move forward with the rest of Gary's house and our condo.
So the app helped you with that? Being in the app instead of in Facebook?
Yeah, the app, because I would never find the Facebook group. But
yeah, once you're in the app, it's like all organization all the time, and then you're back out again. Like, yeah. Yeah, you can't escape us.
Yeah, and I like the fact that you can do the app on your computer as well mm-hmm. as your phone or tablet. Because it, like for Sunday Basket Club, it's nice for just, I don't know, just to see her and see the people. But yeah. Like doing your projects, you just bring your phone around.
Yeah.
When you're doing the 100 day. And I think I've wanted to be organized for like 15 years. And I think I've read stupid books and done stupid things. But this is just like, and you say progress, not perfection. And you're right. It's like, it's okay that I didn't, whatever happened, all the stuff that happened, why I quit at the kitchen, yeah. because I made progress. I have yes. a nice kitchen. And I will, when I get in the summer, I'll be going into my bedroom, and then I'll have mm-hmm. the scariest thing in my bedroom is weird jewelry my kids gave me. And what I'm going to do with it. All the Alex and Annie bracelets they gave me to show my love or give me something for like trying to give me spiritual what I need through mm-hmm. these bracelets. Mm-hmm. I can't keep them. I don't know.
So do you have grandchildren yet? No.
Your kids. No, I'm never going to have grandchildren.
You are too. Oh, baloney.
No.
You have such a big family. So many siblings. Are there any little kids that like ever end up at your house?
No, not anymore. The six of us we're 10 years apart, with one being much younger. So the five of us are right together. We like got married in order. Then we had children one after another in order till they were complete. And then the baby Missy, hopped on, and she's still not 50. So, but we live in New Jersey, but we don't live near each other. And okay. I don't work. But which bothers me, but everybody else works. It's hard to, but we see each other a lot. We text, but no, people don't just drop by, and there are no little kids. And no,
because I was thinking those, especially those bracelets and stuff are really fun for dress up. Like it doesn't matter if it's a boy or a girl. So you might want to just put like, okay, so this box would be like, if my kids have grandchildren or there's ever a kid over and they're going to play dress up, like this jewelry would be in the dress up.
That's good. Do you think I'll have a grandchild?
Maybe. I didn't think I'd have one. Look, I have one.
You have one.
I have one really fast.
Oh, lady.
Tell you what, during the pandemic, Abby got a dog and a baby. I'm like, hey, I don't think this was the shopping list for the pandemic. But
but that's what she got.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And dress up is so fun.
It is. Did you used to babysit, like do it with your babysit kids?
I did not do dress up with babysitting kids, but I did a lot of dress up with my kids. And I remember my mom had a great dress up box, and my grandma did too. And you were able to put on all the jewelry, and it didn't matter if we were boy or girl cousins. We all put on all the jewelry and all the fun dress up stuff. So when you are going through your stuff, you may want to just get one bin and keep stuff for potential future dress up. That'd be fun.
That would be fun. Yeah. I used to love to dress up.
We
started off with some kind of junky kit, and then we started adding my mom's clothes and stuff.
Right. Real stuff. Yeah. Real stuff. And then when they're playing with the bracelets, you and your kids would be like, oh, you remember when you gave me that? Or, and like you could share that memory. So then it makes you get to talk about the memory of the thing, even though you're not wearing it and the kids are playing with it. So, all right. So you are going, your kitchen is good in New Jersey. You're going to go to Florida. You're going to double up on the kitchen because we're recording this the beginning of January.
Okay.
But it's going to come out like in April-ish. Then when you're in Florida, the thing I would share with you about having two houses and going into your primary bedroom, closet, and bathroom is to duplicate your bathroom in both locations. Do you already have that where you have double the moisturizer and the makeup and the hairbrush and the, like every tool that you use in the bathroom, you should have doubles in Florida and in New Jersey.
I made a list before I left of what was there. And then I came home and I looked at what I have. And now I have a Longaberger gathering basket.
Nice.
Filled with this duplicates of
yes.
Home. Because I think I bought cheaper stuff in Florida for some reason. So I want I like my products. I don't like top of the line. I like midline. But yep. So now and even like there's no reason to like not have a brush.
Right.
Travel a brush back and forth. So I got it all.
Yes. So my parents had, when I was in high school and college, my parents had a second home in California. And I would go out there very often. And we had clothes out there. We had California clothes and then we had Ohio clothes. Now, my parents were like you. They were out there, you know, a third of the year, I think. So they had whole wardrobes and everything. But my parents' goal was that Emily and I could get on an airplane and go to the second home. And when we got there, everything was already there. Like we didn't have to keep doing these suitcases back and forth. And so similarly, for those of you that have multiple homes, I would encourage you, it's not a big investment. You're going to buy these bath products in both locations anyway. It's not like you're going to use them up more or it's going to cost more in most instances to have them in both locations. Like if you have buy two curling irons, it will. But for all of the consumables, it's not going to matter. If you have a really expensive something that's going to expire once you open it, then you could transfer that back and forth in your carry-on. But your shampoo, the soap that you like, the hairspray that you like, the, you know, clips that you're going to put in your hair, the kind of makeup that you use, most of it can be in two locations. I do not have a second home, but I do love traveling. And so I have packed at all times, everything I would need minus my curling iron to go somewhere. So you could literally say, Lisa, we want to send you somewhere for a week. And I could be packed in less than an hour and out the door because I already have all my travel toiletries ready to go. Everything in my bathroom ready to go. I know the clothing I would pick. I have a great checklist. I could literally test me. Anyone test me. Tell me that you're sending me somewhere for a week to do some kind of training that you're going to pay me for. I'll be like out the door in an hour, like ready to go.
You're amazing.
But I think that we tend to think that travel or a second home is like this big event that needs this big checklist. Well, what if you could just eliminate the checklist entirely? Sometimes we don't need to turn things into a checklist or need to turn things into a routine. We can just duplicate and eliminate that necessity. Or if you have like, as you start to say, okay, I've done my kitchen, I've done my bathroom, we go through X amount of toilet paper and X amount of shampoo and X amount of this, and you start to find places that will deliver all of that. And then you just change where the delivery is. Like, let's say that you have an every 6 week amount of stuff that you need for your house. And then you have it shipped to Florida twice. And they're like, okay, we're leaving Florida. I'm going to change the shipping for that. Now it's going to get shipped to New Jersey. And the stuff that you need on autopilot just shows up where you actually are.
Actually, I kind of do that with Amazon, subscribe, save. If I do run out, I actually just order it and have it shipped, especially in Florida. Because where I live in New Jersey, stores are different now, but before the pandemic, you can walk 2 feet and you can buy something. But stores are closed, whatever. But in Florida, it takes 25 minutes to get to the local. And then I don't want hairspray that bad.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well, I guess my flyaways are going to fly away today.
So I just go on Amazon and I do it for the delivery day and live without it until then. And now I've been starting to order in New Jersey, which is bad. But I don't really want to go in the malls right now either or stores. As much least as possible.
And when you get there, they don't have anything. Like I would be like, I'm going to go to the clothing store so I can see more. And there's more selection online. And I said to my husband the other day, I said, I'm really sad. I know where this is going. We're not going to be able to shop for clothes in stores like we can online anymore, which is such a bummer because I do like to try it on. I do like to touch and feel it. I think we're going to have smaller boutique stores where you can literally go in and try on things and then things will get shipped to your house or you'll pick it up around back and there'll be fulfillment centers in the back. Like, I know where this is going. I can easily tell where this is going. There will be a day where kids will say to us, what do you mean you went in stores and you touched everything and you tried it all on and they put it back? Like, they're going to think that we are totally crazy. So this having things shipped to your house is not going away. That is not going away. Well, and I think about the environmental impact of it, but also these things used to get shipped to stores. So the shipping is happening. I don't know, but it's definitely changing. So you can literally get to a store now and they don't have what you need anymore because of the supply chain or for so many reasons, shipping is becoming more reliable. So we have to change the way that we think about stocking our house, specifically our kitchens, our bathrooms, these things that we know we don't need to think about.
Mm-hmm. We ran out of pet food for my cat. The dog had food. So Gary went out to he's my husband, Gary. He went out to the store and he came home. He said, there's no cat food anywhere. No. So now we stock up on that. But, you know, there's that pet place that you could do, I guess, if pet that does the delivery of the food. I mean, we're getting it again. It was a fluke, but I don't want to pay that kind of money. But I will have to if that's the only way I can get cat food, because Mia will she'll kill me.
Well, and that is a problem. Like, lots of pet foods have run out, and it's because of where all the ingredients come from and the bags. And I think I mentioned this on a prior podcast, but I remember in 2019, knowing that we were ending the minimalism phase and we were going to go back to more of a, you know, people were going to store things in their houses because everything is a 40-year cycle. And so I've researched this and I knew this is where we were going intellectually and based on all the research I had done. I thought, there is no way we're going to turn this minimalism craze around. There's tiny houses, like everybody's minimal. Everything is going digital. Like there's no way people are going to get bigger houses again and load everything up. And then the pandemic hit, and like week two of the pandemic, I was like, oh, that's it. People are not just going to have 1 week of pet food or 1 week of toilet paper anymore. You will have a 4 to 6 week supply of everything because, you know, supply chain and all these things that we didn't realize were so fragile. We're all, even if you are minimalist, going to have a little bit more now, and learning to not depend on a retailer to have something in stock the minute that you need it is going to change. I mean, it's just a change in how we do things now. So, Jennifer,
yes.
During this organizational journey, what has happened that you didn't expect to happen?
Because of listening to the podcast, as well as doing the two programs, some things I just kind of do on the fly, like I'll be in, like at my desk, and I'll organize it the way it should be according to you. And so there's more organization and there's also more motivation to put things back. Time, I can't really be, I think I have more time in general, but also it's hard to figure out why. Is it the kids being gone? Is True. It all my friends like are in hiding? Like, but it's also, I mean, my kitchen works. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've looked for the hand blender in my life. Mm-hmm. Well, I know exactly every moment of my life where that blender is. I know where no longer are the, like the things that go in it, you know, yeah. And another two drawers and like the kitchen, if my rest of my house works as good as my kitchen, I will have a lot more time.
Yeah.
And what if I make that kitchen work, anybody can make a kitchen work.
Yeah. And how long have you lived in your house?
Well, only 6 years now.
Okay. 6 years.
Yeah.
And when you moved in, like, so it's been 26 years since I moved in my house, but I remember, I think my mother-in-law unpacked my boxes, and that's why things are where they were. Like, until I finally stopped and reorganized, it was just because somebody else put it there. Like, do you remember having a plan 6 years ago when you unpacked those boxes?
The house we were in before, we couldn't afford. So we got rid of it and we sold it. And it sold really quick. And so we packed really quick. But I did put, like, you know, dining room, basement, bedroom. I had a plan, but I don't think I executed it very well. And also downsizing so much, that house was huge to this house, which is really a townhouse, but it's attached. Then my husband just started taking up all the storage space in the garage. And plus then we had the pot wars and we had the plate wars. In the big house, I just put them all around, you know, like, okay, we can have all these plates. But no, I had to undo a lot. And I probably, yeah, I had to undo a lot and start. And I notice he's getting on board a little bit. It's taking time. But
your husband?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Like when I put all the stuff on the dining room table yesterday, he's like, what are you doing? Oh, you're doing that Lisa thing again. I said, yeah. And he's okay. Like, let me see. And I was like, it's okay. Whatever you do with it.
So that's day two of the 100-day program. That is the day that gets the most pushback from everyone, which is where I say, take everything off of your kitchen counters and put it somewhere else. And clean the kitchen counters and then live for a week and decide what you want to put back. Yeah, that is the day that people are like, I'm skipping it. And then when they do it, they're like, yeah, you're right. The whole family's like, what are you doing?
What? I enjoy that day.
So explain what that was like the first time. Like how much of what was on your kitchen counters do you end up putting back on your kitchen counters?
Oh, a third. Mm-hmm. He wanted the crock. We don't need it, but he wants it.
For the utensils?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then I took the stuff, like the crock, the things I was talking about, because it was summertime mm-hmm. and we were going, I took that stuff and put it just in the basement, like out of the way. Mm-hmm. And then I would have had the hutch like in July, but it took until like mid-December for it to come in. And yeah. So then I brought it all up and got it in there. And now it's so easy. Even I put my roasting pan that I cook Christmas dinner yes. in there. And like, where else am I going to put it?
I put all this in my basement, but I love the idea. Like I have a sideboard like you're talking about, and it does have my china in it. I have regular formal china. I have Christmas china. And when we're using the Christmas china this year, Greg said, we should use this more. I love this china because we're from pretty formal families and we got married a long time ago. So we got crystal, we got china. I never used the crystal, never. And I have lots of crystal. Mm-hmm. But you're right. Because the sideboard that we have is like 26 years old. It doesn't really match what we have anymore. I'm looking at getting a new dining room table because the one I have is a hand-me-down. I've never gotten my own dining room table. And if I do that and I got a really long, or I'm even thinking maybe a built-in something in the dining room that's the whole thing. Yeah. I could put all of my china and all of these big, Greg just got an air fryer that looks like a toaster oven. I'm like, right now it's in my laundry room because where am I going to put this thing? Because he keeps saying he's going to use it. So you don't want to put it in the basement. It was on the kitchen counter for a month. I'm like,
so big. I have my girls.
So big.
Christmas. That's good. That's in a box right now. I'm afraid to open it.
But if we did a longer sideboard, like a custom type sideboard in the dining room that was big enough for our china and for these yeah. bigger kitchen pieces, I had not thought of that.
I thought of something.
You did. And eventually you're probably going to see it in my house. It might take me 18 months to 2 years. I'm also thinking about taking all that carpet out and putting wood in. We put carpet in during the pandemic because we needed to replace the carpet anyway. At the beginning of the pandemic, I ordered it. We put it in. I got too light of a color because I thought I was entering the empty nest stage and my mother-in-law had white carpet so I could have white carpet. No, Abby got a dog and then Abby got a baby and now the carpet's already ruined. So I should have done what I wanted to do, which was take out the old Formica type pergo flooring and the carpet and put in wood. So I think we're going to do that. So if we do that, we're going to do that before we put in, you see what I'm saying? Like it's just yeah. never ending.
It never ends.
But when I do that, now I'm probably going to get a really big hutch because of you.
Yeah, you should get a big one. And make sure there's the bottom shelf is higher. It was hard to find space is an issue for us, but this is working. It's just, you know, I had to move the one shelf up a little bit so that I could fit. Yes. But if you get it custom, you have it all.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah. And we did our kitchen like 10 or 12 years ago and it has like every bell and whistle you could possibly have, but the doors are like already like wonky on the front and you can't clean them anymore. I'm like, darn it. The stuff is supposed to last longer than this. Yeah. I don't know. Nothing ever lasts long enough.
Nothing lasts anymore. Mm-mm. Even in this house, 6 years, we've had to replace like the heat, the furnace, stuff just breaks. Washing yes. machines break all the time.
Yeah. They're only made to last 5 to 7 years now.
Last time we called somebody to come in because he said it wasn't on a surge thing. their computer. He said the days of tinkering are gone because mm-hmm. everything's computerized. So, because Gary's like, I fixed, I'm like, he's like, I'm doing programming. I'm not twisting knobs and I can't fix it. It's broken. And we had to go get another one. I think that's our fourth in 10 years.
Such a bummer. So Jennifer, what advice would you give to someone else? They're, you know, getting ready to get started. They've been listening to the podcast for a while. What advice would you give them?
I would tell them the Sunday basket is essential in keeping their paper and their bill, everything in order, and help, and for planning and all that kind of stuff. And if you want to organize your home, you should do it the 100-day way, because it really, declutter, organize, production. I mean, I know I'm just talking about a kitchen here, but I feel like when I'm done these 2 weeks, I'm going to be in production. Like, I mean, it really works. And I would also say, listen to Lisa on her podcast.
She could be because they're listening to you, because they're hearing
And your podcasts are really motivational, good tips, and kind of like a good friend. I'm sorry.
No, but I love it.
I mean,
I want to be your friend.
I look forward. I wish I could work for you or just live next door, but I can't. So.
Cincinnati, if you guys are in Cincinnati, we usually have some position we're applying for, but it is in Cincinnati. What part of Florida are you in?
It's South Florida. It's called Hutchinson Island, which no one's ever heard of. So it's not, Vero Beach is a very.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's like not like Vero Beach. Like there's a difference when you leave Vero and go to Hutchinson Island. It's two different worlds. So yeah.
Florida is a lot like that. Like every little area has its own almost culture. It's like a bunch of different cultures down there in Florida. I love it.
In these communities, like we live in this one, you know, but I enjoy it. I didn't think I was going to, but I do. And I made people are friendly there, which they're not in New Jersey. It's just, I don't know. It's
different.
Just, I guess when you come to a new area, people reach out a little more, something like that.
Yeah. Jennifer, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I was so excited when I got your email. Thank you for everything you've done to help my home and my brain and all that stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Are you ready to share your transformational story with me and the rest of the Organize 365 community? We would love to hear it. Please go to Organize365.com/Wednesday and fill out an application. I cannot wait to see your application in my email inbox.